Councilwoman Halton Pope. First off, wanted to get your reactions to Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown announcing on Monday his intentions to resign from office and take over as president and CEO of Western Regional OTB.
I wish him all the best for him and his family.
When it comes to his legacy, I know that he has been in office for more than 19 years, and there's been a lot of different challenges that have been thrown the city's way. How would you best encapsulate his legacy in the city and what he was able to do in his time as mayor?
I think if you want to encapsulate the entire 20 years as mayor, also as a council member and a state legislator, I think he served the city of Buffalo to the best of his ability. I wish him well. It is not easy to lead the second largest city in the state of New York, but he's done so for quite some time, which says a lot about who he is and what he's done overall. People vote for him, and I think that is good.
Is there any particular moment during his tenure that you've worked with him or anything like that that kind of really stands out to kind of help Buffalo progress or anything like that?
Well, as a new council member, I just started in January. So the first big thing we actually had to work on together was obviously the big thing would be the budget, but we also focused on acknowledging women here for the very first time for Women's History Month, and it was the first time the city hall has ever acknowledged them in such a huge way. We've done, Women's History Month programs before, but this one was a really big celebration, and we found a different way to acknowledge the accomplishments of many women. We'll also say the first poet laureate, the first historian, also being women. In my short tenure, that's significant. And even in my discussions with him in deliberations this year on the budget, it was successful. In my prior capacity as senior advisor and previously deputy chief of staff and legislative director, I've worked with him and or administration on several issues that have positively impacted the city of Buffalo, from the Community Schools Act to the Fruit Belt parking permit program, which is something that we allow for the city, the traffic adjudication legislation that allows the city to adjudicate its own traffic issues, and several other pieces of legislation that I think have been very beneficial to the city of Buffalo. And so working with him, either directly or indirectly with his staff, has been pretty good.
Now, I know that it's going to be still a few weeks before Mayor Brown officially resigns from his role as mayor in Buffalo, but the Common Council adopted a resolution on Tuesday to address the effects of the mayoral vacancy on representation within the council. Take us through what exactly was voted on today and adopted.
Sure. So the first portion of the resolution delineates the conversation and the cycle from July 15th until September the 6th, leading up until, after he was made, after the 5th, when he was given an offer for the position. The second part, the resolve, actually asked Corporation Council to submit a formal opinion regarding whether or not we can fill a vacancy left by, which would now be the council president as he serves as acting mayor, as the charter doesn't seem to address the question of temporary vacancies or vacancies in the interim. And to put that on the record would be to allow us to know as a council members what we can do or cannot do. Second part would be to draft an amendment that, should we need to pass something to address the issue, could we do it? It doesn't contemplate, the charter that is, doesn't contemplate a mandatory referendum or a permissive referendum, and that's something that we would need a legal opinion on. And so that's what we voted on today. We adopted that reso today that simply asked for a formal opinion on the record so that there's transparency for the entire city of Buffalo, for the constituents to understand this is what we can do or cannot do, these are our limitations and why, and also to do a draft charter amendment, not something that would be voted on, but to have something prepared in the event that we needed it.
How concerned are you about the potential of a deadlock council when it comes to a voting standpoint? I know that Council President Scanlon was asked that yesterday after he announced that he was ready to take over as acting mayor. He didn't necessarily say he was concerned about it, but what are your thoughts?
I'm not super worried about that. I know that my colleagues and I are very deliberative in trying to make sure we provide the best service we can to the city as public servants. It's our job to represent them well and adhere to their needs. And so I'm not worried about that. This didn't come from a concern that we would be deadlocked. It's more about representation for that district that would not have it. That would regarding issues that regarding infrastructure, or if you think about stores or resources that could come in, like a food store, or if there was an Airbnb or something like that. I don't live in the South District. I represent and live in the Ellicott District, and so therefore I can speak about the issues that matter to my district. I have stakeholder meetings in my district. I have communications with my district on a regular basis. And so while I will 100% look out for the South District, I cannot be guaranteed that I'm going to get a fair assessment of the entire district. And that was where I would have a few questions about that and would like that to be resolved one way or the other.
This resolution did face some opposition, a 6-3 vote in favor of it. Why do you believe that there might have been some opposition to the resolution that you sponsored here?
I can't speak to the mindset of others. I think there might have been some concerns or a thought process that I was trying to force a decision on the charter as opposed to what the resolution actually asks, which is for a formal opinion, not to mandate that we amend the charter. And that's why I keep speaking on it very clearly so that the public understands what the question is on a regular, like, with clarity.
Very good. Leah, anything else that you care to add to our conversation that we haven't discussed with this matter?
I can only say that, you know, transparency for me is very important. And I think communicating and over-communicating, exhaustive communication with the public as a whole is really important for public service. This isn't about building names for ourselves. This is about serving the city of Buffalo and the residents that live here, and hoping that I'm doing the best thing that I can do.